Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
63072. I want to know what I bought.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to assist with that. We provide customer service to 400 online companies, so I have to get some information pulled up in order to further assist. Okay, one moment, please. All right, if I could also please have your first and last name.
Judy Bernowski.
Okay. And thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access your account. Okay, one moment, please. Get it pulled up that way. Okay, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
3830. I couldn't remember if it was 38 or 30. It's 3830 Circle Drive, Robertsville, Missouri.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do you have another address in Robertsville, Missouri?
I moved out of one, 2099 Woods Creek Road.
Okay. All right, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remaining information.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about there.
Very good.
Okay. All right.
This name on here isn't even familiar to me. Musha Pearl Brands. Never heard of them.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to describe what shows there in your account. But I have located an account that is showing your first and last name. It is showing your old street address with your city, state, and zip code. It shows as both shipping and billing. And you are calling us about the Bytes Hub app.
What?
It's called Bytes, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
I don't know nothing about a Bytes Hub.
Okay. Well, let's see. This starts when an individual completes a survey in a contest, shows that there was a Dyson vacuum that was offered to win.
I already canceled that a long time ago. And they're still taking it out?
Okay, do you have the confirmation from when you closed it out?
I don't know. I mean, I just got back from Mexico. I don't know what I've got laying around here. All I know is I argued with them and argued with them, and they said that that I couldn't get out of what they already took, but they wouldn't take no more.
Okay.
And they've done like 5889 twice. Mm-hmm. 5-6 and 5-18.
Okay. Well, it does show the two. It does show the charges here. Well, let's see. Okay. Well, it does show those two charges, in addition to another one. But
the month before.
No, ma'am. It shows it started April the 5th is when it started. So I went back through the accounts. There's not showing a notation, but the survey, I guess, was done April the 5th. And with the Bytes Hub app, it does help to count calories, but I'd be happy to offer $20 off the subscription if you wanted to change your mind.
Well, I want to get out of it. I don't know what the hell they're still charging me for, because I called them, and I told them I didn't want no part of it.
Okay.
I didn't know when I won a Dyson Vax vacuum that was going to cost me what a Dyson vacuum cost.
All right, this was in the terms and conditions, but with the cancellation, that's effective today. And it does cancel all future charges and removes you from the membership. I have the cancellation confirmation for this account here.
Okay.
That is the letter C as in cancel, 920.
Do what?
That's part of your cancellation confirmation. The letter C is
in
cancel.
Oh, you want it? It has been canceled.
I've just canceled it. I was providing you with your confirmation.
Oh, I got to get a pen.
Okay.
I don't know why they let these people on the internet. I really don't. Bunch of jerks. Okay.
All right. That is the letter C, as in cancel. 920. 698. 856.
698-856.
Yes, ma'am. Last three digits are 856.
Okay. Very good.
All
there
right.
Will be no more charges on this, right?
That is correct. No more charges.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.